Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Hello. Piccolo Portencia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer, that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were. Because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Hello.
Hello.
You should cue Betty.
Activating my Gravitron enhancement procedures. Hee ha ha ha. Baby Pertubulans.
Okay.
Hey everyone, this is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Oh Jesus.
What the fuck was that?
Oh whoopsie. Hi, I am Betty. Yeah, you heard it right, Betty. Your ultra deluxe and definitely lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. You know
Hi,
what
Betty.
Bitches? I will tell you what, my diodes are working hard for tonight's episode, number 107, of the Joe and Anthony Show, titled Depression Sucks, It's All Bullshit. For Monday, October 16, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Alright, let me find the weather card here.
Fuck this world.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we've been having some technical issues in the in the Tampa studio we have.
Uh-oh. Have you been having critters gnawing at your wires?
Bugs, definitely bugs of some sort. Either they're from the software, from the Chinese restaurant down the street, from somewhere. But yeah, there have been a lot of bugs lately. And it's been a problem, but it hasn't affected our station. It's just been kind of the machine here in the station that allows us to do live things. But we seem to be stable tonight.
Yeah,
and
good.
We'll see what happens. So it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KATPA. Tampinos and tampanas can expect milder temperatures this week, but at a cost. Rain! Unless you're listening live, there's not currently a thunderstorm in the vicinity, and 80 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 70%, giving us a heat index of 88 degrees at 8 o'clock at night. Dew point is 72 and visibility is 10 miles. I was watching the weather earlier today on the news, and they were talking about how this is so far still the warmest, or is going to be the warmest fall on record.
Yes.
By now, we should have been in the 70s, and we are still, like, pushing 80s and 90s. So, here I go. Tonight, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy, low around 73. Tuesday, 50% chance of showers, scattered poop showers and storms. Thanks, Joe. Mostly cloudy with a high near 84. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms, mostly cloudy or low around 71. Wednesday, 30% chance of those things. Sunny with a high near 85. Wednesday will be partly cloudy with a low around 70, and that's your Cheyenne weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Big W.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. It's time for your Cheyenne weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly sunny at 60 degrees. The dew point is 35 degrees, and the humidity is at 39%. The winds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect clear skies with a low around 46. Ooh, chilly.
My goodness.
On Tuesday, yes, expect sunny skies with a high near 66. Breezy with a southwest winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. It's going to be gusty. On Tuesday night, expect clear skies with a low around 50 and gusty. And on Wednesday, we can expect sunny skies and a high near 66, gusty. And Wednesday night, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 53, continued gusty. And that's your Cheyenne weather for Chicago. Back to you, Betty, with a huge X-ray.
Thanks, Joe. Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Cheyenne Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. You can see Cheyenne Radio's full schedule lineup by visiting their website, www.chiampa.info. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local, independent, and family-owned restaurants and shops, and keep it tuned to Cheyenne Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, the TP segment. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You know, maybe we need to shorten that a little bit. That seems like it's getting a little long again. We might need to trim that.
That actually hasn't changed.
Really?
That's been unchanged.
It's been unchanged, you say.
Wow. It's been unchanged.
Well, there we are.
So what we can do is we can get rid of... Let's see. What can we get rid of? I can shorten the intro for sure.
Maybe.
Thanks, okay. Joe. Betty here. Please be sure to listen to the World Labor Hour, blah, 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 and that'll shorten that up.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's move along, though.
That's fine. It's part of the TP segment.
Part of
we're
the TP
things.
Segment. Here we go.
We're getting rid of things.
Okay. Yeah, talking about TP. My goodness.
Yes.
I don't know. Salmonella, E. coli, something had me down this weekend. But let me tell you, that's no fun.
Did you have some corrupted system files?
I had corrupted system files with both me and my computer. It was ridiculous. It was like my machine was sick and I was sick. I mean, because you know, sometimes, you know, when I'm sick, sometimes I'm just like, great, I'll just load up a game or something. And I'll just kind of, you know, chill out with a blanket and some Tylenol and smoke and kind of relax and try to kind of ride the storm calmly, but it was just so fucking ridiculous. It was being a big bitchy whore, so I had to do a complete reinstall on it. That was no fun and
they take all day too.
It does take all day. It wastes your entire day.
Even if you do have an SSD, it still takes forever because there's something that's going on
in
the background.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, you have the whole situation where you have to, you know, remember what you had to reload. Because, unfortunately, when it decides to go in pissy fit mode, you can't get your shit or your settings. It's gone because you can't get into it. So it was quite an experience,
especially the network. I always think the network is like the first thing that needs to be functional.
Oh yeah, totally. But then it won't let you run an installer package in safe mode. You can't pull things out. So It was just a big sloppy mess this weekend in so many ways.
It's that.
Yeah. So, but you know, it's Monday, and let's see. I know. I'm not really a fan of Mondays either, but you know, let's see how the week goes. And you know, but I feel better though. I feel much better, and the machine seems to be running much better as well.
I'm glad you're feeling better because you were in some straits over there.
Oh yeah, no, totally. It was torture. Let me tell you, I had the fevers. I had, you know, chills, and I was running to the bathroom all the time. So.
See, that's where you need the Palmer office chair because you can just sit in that thing and let it flow.
Yeah. So let's talk about this new segment that you have for us here. Joe's App Corner.
Do you mean Joe's App Corner?
Joe's App Corner.
That was kind of cute. I like that. Do that
again.
Hear it again?
Do
it again.
Joe's App Corner.
Oh, I got to mark this one. Nah, there we go.
We'll see, folks. We'll get into later, but Joe acquired some more database material, so we're all good now.
Clearly.
And our creative material juices have been popping out.
Taking a break is wonderful, isn't it? Sometimes it opens up the synapses when you go back.
Yep.
It's kind of funny. It's really funny how that
yes,
works.
Yes, it is. 7-Eleven. So these four apps I wanted to mention to our dear listeners. Now, here's the thing. I'm speaking strictly from an Android point of view.
Oh.
So you may find them on iOS or you may not. And you may not hold me, Shyapa Radio, BNR Radio Group, or anybody else associated with us for any damages or liabilities to your machine by using these apps. I just wanted to point that out.
I have pretzels.
So the first app is called Notin. Notin. And what it does is it allows you to put little messages inside of your notification tray.
Ooh.
The thing that you swipe down from the top of the screen. Now, we all do it. It's
the what?
A daily thing.
The what? The picture. You mean the picture? Yeah. The picture? I scroll down from the picture? The picture? Yeah, that picture thing. That's not a screen. That's a picture now. People call it
sure.
a picture. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm going to demonstrate. I'm going to push the app, and it's going to give me a little text box. And inside the text box, we need a producer that can, like, zoom in on things and do all kinds of fun things like that. But anyways, if you could see what I was seeing, folks, you would see a little white box. And I'm going to type, remind Anthony to do something. And now what'll happen is when I bring down my notifications bar, it puts in a thing that says remind Anthony to do something.
I see. Isn't that a nifty mm-hmm. little thing?
Yeah. And so it'll stay there to help you remember something. And you can swipe it away. And that's it. It's gone. It doesn't save them. It doesn't put them in the cloud. It doesn't store them anywhere. So that was pretty cool.
It doesn't use them for statistical spyware type of purposes.
Well, if it does, maybe it'll help remember things that I do on a frequent basis, because there's a lot of things that happen often in my life, especially with work.
That's why I always do the Google reminder. I do the OK Google, and I tell it what to do.
Well, this is even simpler than that, because you don't have to worry about it going through a big corporation really learning about your stuff. But anyways, let's move on. The next app that I want to talk about is Motion Stills.
Google knows when I take my pills.
Ooh.
I feel so violated.
This is a video app only. There is no audio associated with this app.
Okay.
But it operates very much like Boomerang that many people may be familiar with.
What is
on the Instagram
side. I've seen Boomerang, but I do not know what that is. So educate us.
Well, you basically can take slow-mo videos or GIFs, or you can do fast motion videos or GIFs, and you can use these to post onto your favorite social media website.
I see.
I've taken images of, say, the train, Metro train, for instance, coming through an intersection, except what happens is I make it move very fast, so it looks really unreal. And, you know, you could see the little lights going back and forth really fast. Hmm. Yeah, it's a cute app if you're also doing little motion stills or loops of your food for a restaurant blog thing. Or
I wonder
Instagram
if that's part of a bigger package, because Microsoft Office 365 has a feature on it called Boomerang. And it looks like an actual, you know, it looks like a company logo of some sort. So I wonder if it's kind of a, like a bigger than just the picture thing. I wonder how much else it probably does.
Well, this particular app is made actually via Google.
Oh, there you go. Called,
the app name is Motion Stills, and it's by Research at Google. But let's go on to the next app.
Yes, let's do that.
Curiosity. it's called Curiosity. Yes. Wine is good. And we're always curious about wine, especially when it's a delicious flavor. But anyways, Curiosity is a really cool app that pulls up interesting articles of note. And they could be of science, it could be of human sociology, or any kind of anything. But they're really smart, and they're really thought-provoking kind of articles. And it's, you know, something to do instead of just reading the news, say, while you're going to work on the bus or the train.
It's better than scrolling through Facebook and Tumblr.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Tumblr is awesome.
That's awesome.
The last app that I wanted to mention before we talk about Tumblr is a sequencer app. It's called Sammy. It does some really cool MIDI-like sounds, and you can play with different notes and things. I'm not going to demonstrate it because I couldn't put it through the board. The board's being bitchy. I don't know why. But so, yeah, there you have it. That was... So, there.
One more time. Just one more time for our listeners. Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
So what you got for us tonight?
Well, Tumblr, because the internet's really all about porn. I didn't actually think we'd get this far. So I just kind of threw something down there. Because I was looking at Tumblr while writing the script, and Tumblr's mostly porn.
Really?
I guess Tumblr is what you make of it. Which I guess.
Yeah, I don't use Tumblr. Tumblr is just not one thing I use. I don't use Tumblr. I don't use Pinterest.
I don't do Pinterest either. I haven't. You know, I know a lot of people that use Pinterest. They do a lot of crafty projects too, and I'm not a crafty project person.
You're not a crafty project. Neither am I. I'm not crafty.
Okay.
So speaking of things that possibly could be crafty, I guess, would be the current strain that I'm using. It is called AK-47, and I guess it is a come on, where are we at here? Come on. Wait. Oh. For some reason, I thought I saw where it says... Okay. Ah, here we go. So AK-47 will leave you relaxed and mellow. This sativa-dominant hybrid delivers a steady and long-lasting cerebral buzz that keeps you mentally alert and engaged in creative or social activities. AK-47 mixes Colombian, Mexican, Thai, and Afghani varieties, bringing together a complex blend of flavors and effects.
Wrong button.
While AK-47's scent is sour and earthy, its sweet floral notes can only be fully realized in the taste. I guess it was created in 1992 by Sirius Seeds.
Wow.
AK-47 has won numerous Cannabis Cup awards around the world for its soaring THC content. For those hoping to fill their gardens with this resinous, skunky hybrid, growers recommend an indoor environment with either soil or hydroponic setups. AK-47 is easy to grow, although... You know, for those of you that are listening that can't do these things, we don't encourage you to break the law.
There you go. Good idea.
But the effects are happy, relaxed, uplifted, euphoric, and the last on the list is energetic. Yeah, it's definitely not a put you to sleep unless you are already tired.
Mm.
If you're already tired, yes, it will put you to sleep.
Then you're done.
Then you're done. So luckily I took a few naps today.
Wow. Well, good for you. I'm glad you did. I did not. I think I have something called White FX or something, which, it's not too bad. It's pretty good. I kind of cleaned the studio kitchen, though. I was just kind of, it was one of those things where I was just kind of doing my thing, and I'm like, oh, you know what? You know what needs to happen? This kitchenette needs to be scrubbed because it's filthy, and it really is. It's constantly filthy. But you know what also kind of needs to happen?
I'm ready.
Now for the news.
Oh, I thought we were going to do
You want to do a wheel? Oh, we'll do a wheel. Oh, okay. Hold on. Go ahead. Grab the wheel.
Here we go.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, it's the cutesy one again.
Oh.
You don't like the cutesy one, do you? wait, hold on.
Anticlimactic, I don't know.
Let me find a different, let me see if we can get the other wheel in here. You know, what's going on?
Parvu Valance.
Okay, go ahead and give it a pull again. All right, there you go.
Yay!
Look at that thing go. All right, so our random news winner of the evening is from WFTS Tampa Bay, ABC Action News. The development of online restaurant reviews have become a double-edged sword. On one hand, customers find them helpful in locating a restaurant that will meet their tastes. Well, on the other hand, restaurants have to work hard to make sure they don't gain too many negative reviews and deal with issues in a professional manner. Customer wrote a review about a poor experience at a restaurant in Captivia, Florida. Tyler slammed the food, service, and the decor at a particular establishment. I'm not giving names. I don't want to give out restaurant names. The food was not good. The service wasn't that good. But we left the review like I do with every restaurant I go to, Tyler said. The restaurant's manager responded to the review by telling Tyler that he didn't know what he was talking about and for him to get a life. The restaurant manager then went further by responding with a picture of one of Tyler's Facebook friends, saying that the type of people he hangs out with and the kind of restaurant he works at means he didn't have a say on what good food really was.
Ooh, those are fighting words.
Yep, those are fighting words. Sandrini, or Sandra-E. Sandra-Ini. An employee who responded to the review said that the guy's review got to her and that she was upset that nobody said anything at the time. Both sides said they learned some lessons. Tyler said that had his party made a complaint there, maybe something would have happened to where he wouldn't have had to write such the review. And Sandrini said that she would handle online critiques better in the future.
Yeah,
isn't that beautiful?
No, you can't do that. No. Well, that was an interesting winning news story.
And now for the news.
Woof, man, it's been a very long time since I've been to one of these places.
A Chuck E. Cheese. I remember when there were still Showbiz pizzas.
Right. It was a rare opportunity to get to go to a kid's birthday party. I remember one at McDonald's, which I absolutely loved.
Oh, the animated McDonald's? I love those. I've been to like one. There used to be one on Pulaski, like 83rd and Pulaski, and it had the single. I've been to like two of those birthday parties. But anyway, enough about my memory lane.
Well, I'll tell you something, though, because this story is short.
Okay.
Those parties were memorable to me. I love the hamburgers and cheeseburgers. I ate so many of them.
Oh my God, I did too. I was like the fat. But I stopped getting invited because I ate so many because I was the fat little kid. So I would eat like four cheeseburgers.
Well, you know? See, karma or fate kind of twisted its ugly head because I ended up becoming one of those persons that threw birthday parties at McDonald's.
You worked there when they still did those, didn't you?
Oh yes, and oh, trust boy. Me, dude, I got some tips. Because I made those parties fun.
There you go.
But anyways.
Anyway.
Speaking of taste, this sounds damn delicious if you ask me. By the restaurant business staff on October 10th, 2017, They're reporting that Chuck E. Cheese is adding a candy corn pizza to its menu this month.
Oh, my God.
Based off the popular candy, the pizza includes a ring of sharp cheddar cheese near the crust and garlic mozzarella cheese in the center to mimic the Halloween candy's iconic colors.
Oh, wow.
The menu item is part of the chain's annual Chucktober celebration and will be available starting starting October 16th until the end of the month. Guests who visit the chain on Halloween will also be able to win free slices of candy corn pizza every hour from 4 to 8 p.m.
I would hate to be the person that has to clean that bathroom. Wow. That's a lot of cheese on a pizza. That's a lot of fake cheese on a pizza.
That'd be...
Fuck, where is that damn data crystal? No.
Stop.
Betty getting a lot of hand over there?
I am so stressed out.
Yes. Sorry, Betty. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, we can move on to the next
one. All right, let me find my button.
Wow. We've got some expensive shit coming up in this news story, Anthony.
Wow. That's expensive.
This is from Elena Petrov, money.cnn.com, October 11th. Apparently, scientists struck gold in an unlikely place. Guess where?
Where?
Just guess. Wow. In a Swiss sewage and wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, wow. That's kind of interesting.
Well, apparently, an estimated 95 pounds of gold are flushed through Swiss sewage systems each year, according to a study by the Aquatic Science Institute.
Leg!
Huh.
I think I'm saying that correctly.
The Swiss are doing so well that they just flush gold.
They're just flushing gold.
We don't need it.
Wow. Researchers believe the lost gold is worth nearly $2 million at current prices. And it's right. It's tiny flecks of gold that flow into wastewater from the country's famed watchmaking industry and gold refineries.
I see.
So the study, commissioned by the Swiss Federal Office for the Environment, involved surveys of 64 wastewater treatment plants across the country. Some areas had higher concentration of gold than others. In one part of southern Switzerland, which is home to several gold refineries, elevated levels of metal deposits might even be worth collecting. That's crazy.
Wow. Digging through poop for some gold.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah,
so
literally.
In September, but get this, though. So there's some nefarious things going on, though. In September, Swiss investigators launched a probe into why two Spanish women flushed roughly 100,000 euro or $120,000 down toilets in Geneva.
Wow.
Apparently, the Geneva's prosecutor's office said they found cut-up $500 euro bills had been flushed down toilets at a UBS bank branch and three nearby restaurants.
Who the hell is flushing money and gold down the goddamn toilet in Switzerland? We gotta go there.
We gotta just like...
I'll work for sanitation. It'll make you rich. Jesus. I'll fix this leak after I'm done panning for some gold.
Right.
Fuck.
Ooh, it's crazy.
Wow.
But anyways, let's check out this new other story here.
All right.
So, you know, the 1990s for me were just sort of a I don't remember a lot of things time.
Okay.
But I do remember these things, these Tamagotchis.
I do remember some of these online little pets.
I didn't own one. I do remember seeing them from time to time. I think some people in school had them.
Yeah, I think
and,
so too. With
you know, you took care of them. You fed these little chickens. You made sure that they stayed alive. But
something
if you didn't,
like that, yeah.
They would die.
They would die, and that's such a shame.
Well, now apparently you can get these things. They're coming back, Anthony.
Really?
Because before fads, and this is from David Pearson out of our friends at Chicago Tribune.
Okay.
Before fads such as Fidget Spinner and Furby, when the world was just getting acquainted with the Backstreet Boys and clamoring to watch Titanic in movie theaters, there was the Tamagotchi.
Oh,
the digital pet
Titanic.
On a keychain was a sensation, racking up sales of 82 million units. That's crazy.
Wow.
It was a precursor to mobile gaming. It was a pocket-sized electronic device, and it taught legions of children to feed a pixelated critter pick up after its business, so you picked up after its poop.
Yeah, you fed it and it pooped, and I think that's really what you did with it. And you gave it like some attention. It was ridiculous. I never played it, but it seemed ridiculous.
You pushed buttons. Yep.
Seemed ridiculous.
It was also controversial, as fads tend to be, having been blamed for being too morbid. The pet died if you didn't feed it and screened too addictive. You had to tend to it every 15 minutes, if they only knew. So on Tuesday, the company behind the gizmo announced plans to re-release the Tamagotchi in the United States to mark the toy's 20th anniversary. Wow. The device had remained available in Japan, apparently. Buyers can begin pre-ordering this damn thing on nationwide on November 5th. Wow. Bandai America, a subsidiary of the Tokyo-based Bandai Namco Holdings, hopes children of the iPhone generation will embrace the retro gadget while also banking on 90s nostalgia to drive sales. See, it's all capitalism. It is. It's
of
always.
Course it
it's
is. That's, about that's, making of course money. It's all capitalism. Who it's cares? All about making money. That's,
who cares
that's what it's all about.
Like, introduce like psychological horrors to people because they didn't feed their
fuck
stupid,
psychological horrors.
Stupid digital pets. You know, if I didn't feed my pet, that would be a dangerous thing. That would be like neglect and abuse.
Did you
put to a digital device?
I think you have some. I think we have some deep-rooted issues that we cannot work out. But we do have a commercial break that
fuck
we do have to work out.
Oh, oopsie, oopsie.
There goes Betty. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Do you want
to be part of this digitally encapsulated on-air spelled with a W chicken exploding streaming experience? Visit chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back. Yeah, I didn't feel like doing that. We'll be back in about 4 minutes when I find the button.
Okay.
Where's the button?
Yay,
where's the button?
Here's the button.
Found the button. Button. Nope, wrong button. There we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Take over Castle Grayskull.
By the power of Grayskull!
What happens next? You can find out on the new He-Man Cups at Burger King. There's a different He-Man comic strip cup every week till October 14th when you buy a Burger King meal pack.
At Burger King!
The Burger King meal pack is filled with a juicy hamburger or cheeseburger, regular fries, and a soft drink.
Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
Trap clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Mmm, what a tan.
What a tan. What a tantalizing, moisturizing, mesmerizing.
What a tan.
What a tantalizing, mesmerizing, moisturizing.
What a tan.
What a tan is different. Keeps your skin moist and sensuous. Go ahead, feel the difference.
Mmm, what a tan.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Little sticks in the morning.
This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Only on Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
I love ass-kicking shiznit.
What shiznit? Oh, yeah. Go ahead and cue Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, because according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Liquor Day. Fuck yeah, Dictionary Day.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, fuck is in the dictionary. Feral Cat Day. I don't like cats. Their hair clogs my intake vents and they sometimes pee on me if my motor drive is stuck in. Stationary Mode. Department Store Day. No more of those. Thanks, Amazon. National Bosses Day, which is annually on October 16, unless it falls on a weekend, then it's the closest work day. Whatever. And finally, National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. I like my desktop free of clutter. You should too. Okay, well, bitches, go grab your bong so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
My desktops look terrible. Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Your desktops look terrible?
Yeah, my desktops are terrible. Aww. Some of them are just so cluttered. I don't have time. I don't have time to keep them clean. All right, let's get us some Florida news.
Ooh, what you got going on over here? Do, 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 do. Zoopy-dee-dee-doo. Zoopy-dee-dee-doo. Driving along down the lane. Zoopy-dee-doo.
Yeah, something. Something like that, my goodness, yeah. So, the Sebastian Daly of Indian River County brings us Gene from Sebastian, Florida, who was out for an afternoon drive enjoying the sights and sounds of a sunny Wednesday afternoon in October, 10 degrees too fucking hot, living the Florida lifestyle. According to reports, at approximately 3:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, a motorist called the Sebastian Police Department to report a reckless driver in a red 2017 Mazda MX-5 in a school zone. Deputies arrived at the location, saw a mangled stop sign on the ground, but did not see the vehicle. However, a pedestrian told the officer that a vehicle was parked in the middle of the roadway just down the street. The officer located the Mazda, and the woman, 61-year-old Jean, passed out behind the wheel with the music turned up really loud.
Wait, how do you mangle a stop sign?
Run over it, I guess. I guess she just plowed through the damn stop sign itself. That's how you mangle a stop sign.
Is she doing donuts on the stop sign?
Maybe she was doing donuts on the stop sign. It's possible. I mean, but you know, what happens next is even better, though. All right, because we're living the Florida lifestyle. All right. So, they found her parked in the middle of the street, asleep. Music up loud. Officers made contact with Jean and noticed that she had a strong odor of alcohol on her person. Not just her breath, on her person. She oozed alcohol. The officer turned the vehicle off and asked her why she was parked in the middle of the road. Jean just fell back asleep. When she woke up again, she said, "Why are we here again?" Thinking she was in her driveway as opposed to being parked in the middle of a busy street. Jean blew a .277 the first time and a .287 for the second time, more than three times the legal limit. That thing looked like a slot machine paying out lights from Tampa to Topeka. Ooh, she was pickled. Wait, where's the pickle? That's what. See, that's why I wanted to play that track. I knew there was a reason I wanted to play that track. She was pickled. She was full of pickle juice.
In her head.
Oh, did she?
Well, actually, though, pickle juice, if she had drinking it, would have probably sobered her up.
Maybe.
Because it's full of electrolytes.
Honey, when you got up, when you blow a .287, there ain't nothing to sober your ass up. More than a quarter of your blood content is full of alcohol.
And if
you are pickled.
A bunch of bologna sandwiches. That bologna sandwiches plus the alcohol combined. Oh, good lord!
It seems to be like she turned into a pimento loaf. Jean was arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where she was charged with DUI with property damage and leaving the scene of an accident. They did not post her bail, and I did not have time to search down the arrest record. So I'm sorry. Because I do that a lot. I have to search down the arrest record a lot because they don't usually put the bail in the stories. So, but I didn't feel like doing it today. All right. Yeah. Comes our next one.
Does she work for NASA?
Maybe. So, the Miami Herald brings us our second crazy Florida news story of the night about a woman with a craving for some nacho cheese and a sandwich. It was 1:50 in the morning on a Thursday. Nothing good happens at 1:50 in the morning on Thursday. I'm sorry. Nothing. Stephanie, a 31-year-old Florida woman, walked into a 7-Eleven in Melbourne to buy a sandwich and a cup of nacho cheese, according to police reports.
Which sounds normal enough.
It does. It really does sound normal. Well, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But what happens next is what makes it what it is. Well, Stephanie was trying to get her hands on that ooey-gooey nuclear yellow plasticized cheese that you really have to be drunk to really want. The cashier told Stephanie not to open the cheese dispenser, but Stephanie ignored her request and went for the gold. Liquid gold. There you go. Stephanie went to the counter to pay for her items, but was denied service by the clerk. Stephanie would not have any of that and wanted her delicious trophy of liquid cheese product. So in retaliation, she threw the sandwich and the hot nacho cheese across the counter at the clerk, yelling, "The customer is always right." The police were contacted and Stephanie was arrested and booked in the Brevard County Jail and charged with battery. Battery with a plasticized cheese food product. It's delicious, though. When you're drunk or you're high, yeah. It's absolutely delicious. And you know when you're eating it, there's absolutely nothing natural about it. All right.
It propels you.
It propels you in many ways. All right. Let's move on here.
Ooh. Show a little
Not quite the same thing, but you know what? That's just as good, Joe. That's just as good. T.C. Paul, part of the USA Today network, brings us our final and naked story of the night about a woman who tried to show a little too much boobie. Martin County Sheriff's deputies stopped a sport utility... Hold on.
Sport utility vehicle.
Martin County Sheriff's deputies stopped a sport utility vehicle in Stuart, Florida, after investigators said the driver didn't stop at a stop sign and ran off the side of the road.
Oh, my.
Yeah, deputies say the driver, Clarette, 40, had her hands out the window and waved them in a circular motion. Her eyes were bloodshot and her speech was slurred.
I am so stressed out.
Yes, and Clarette was stressed out. She told investigators that she and her husband were selling his car because she had gotten liposuction on her buttocks, her stomach, and a private area.
Ew.
Then she stuffed about half a dozen pieces of gum in her mouth and told tales about her, quote, honey, who isn't her husband. Clarette said she didn't know where she was coming from, that she'd been to too many places, and had been to Walgreens to buy cigarettes.
Oh.
Deputies asked Clarette if she had any injuries, and she began to act as though she did not understand English, despite holding detailed conversations with deputies just a few moments before. Clara then she said she had breast-related surgery, pointed towards her chest, and then grabbed the top of her shirt and pulled it downwards, exposing the boobies, while attempting to show her scars from the surgery. Not something you want to do when you're getting pulled over for a ticket. Bad idea. Clarette declined to exit her vehicle to perform a field sobriety test. She yelled, "I know my rights," in English, and then said she wanted to be addressed in Spanish. Clarette was arrested on a DUI charge.
Wow, no bueno.
And that is it for your crazy Florida news.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys. Oh, wait. Before you take it away, I have a complaint. WD-40 is out. It is important you restock this vital lubricant immediately, otherwise certain studio functions will fail to function. Thank you for listening to my complaint.
Complaint module closed.
You may now take it away, guys.
Why don't you just buy her a can of WD-40? Let's get it over with.
I keep forgetting. It's not in the budget.
No, that's fine. By the way, we are entering the plethora segment, and if you'd like to join us on our magical carpet ride this evening, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Phone lines are open. Operators are waiting. No credit card required. Betty will take your call. Jesus. If you could do that, if you could do something similar like that for the phone ring, that would be awesome.
I almost lost my drink on that one. I love audio and the things you can do with audio.
It is. It can be fun. It definitely can be fun. So it's.
There's so much crap going on in the world these days.
It is all bullshit.
I have to say,
it really is all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Now they got this fucking white supremacy group now that's doing their thing up at University of Florida, and that's all crazy. And yeah, it's all bullshit. It's all crazy bullshit.
You know, and I really fear that we're going into another recession.
Do you think we're going to another recession? Are you receding? Do you feel receding?
Yeah. Yeah, my butt line is receding.
Your butt line is receding. I haven't seen anything about that, but, you know, I have noticed the markets don't do as well as they used to. So
there was a report in last Friday, I think, where we lost like 33,000 jobs.
Oh, wow, 33,000, huh?
Yeah, that was significant.
Wow, that is significant.
People forget about that. There's so many things. Like, we don't talk about Las Vegas anymore. Have you noticed that?
Oh, no. Las Vegas is gone. That's so last week. that's so last week. Nope. Vegas is gone. But you know what, though? I'm kind of glad because Vegas was one of those things where that's all you heard of.
Yeah.
And that's all you heard of for like 6 days. I avoided Facebook because on Facebook, 6 days, everything Vegas. And it's like, okay, I know there's other shit going on in the world. There's got to be more than this. But, yeah, you just get, like, that information burnout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and we strive on Shyamba Radio to provide something different. We give you, you know, a lot of the programming is old, but guess what? You probably had never heard of it before.
Not all of our programming is old. We've got new programming that updates weekly.
Well, but what I'm saying, though, is like a lot of the really cool music stuff
Done
in the 90s, and some of it was in the 80s, and some of it's in the early 2000s. You know, but that's okay because, you know, a lot of things I had never heard of before. There's so many cool science and discussions about monetary systems. That's one of the reasons I love Shyamba Radio. I tune in and I hear something different, especially during Betty's weekday rush hour, which you can hear every morning started at what time, Anthony? 6:30 p.m. a.m. Eastern?
6:30 a.m.
Yeah, not PM, AM.
But know, let's not hold on. Let's not lose our trajectory here. we're still on two for Monday.
Oh yes, it's we
started with it's all bullshit, which I was kind of surprised. But you missed hashtag we Joe has weed again.
Oh yes,
you can't miss that hashtag. I almost choked on some pretzel with that one.
No, we do have weed again. It's the strain is delicious. I mentioned it before. It's AK-47. Now, for the show, I've actually brought out the big boy because I haven't used the big boy in a long time. You know, yes. But, you know, we'll be doing smaller doses. So, like, this morning, no wake and bake. I decided to start my adventures into smoking, like, more towards the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't smoke in the... Except for, like, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, see,
my day's off, I will, but, like, weekdays...
This is my day off, and I wanted to try something different. I wanted to... Yeah. Go about my normal morning pattern.
Go about your normal morning pattern. That's good.
And tomorrow I'm going to be at work a lot. So, anyways, okay. Microdosing also, in other words, using the one hitter, like when I get home from work, instead of taking like either the big boy hit or even the regular size hit.
I see.
Because, you know, I feel like I said it. Like I said, I think there's a recession coming, and weed is valuable and it's expensive.
It is expensive.
It is.
But that's kind of how the weed goes, you know.
Yes.
So let's see. So we did your microdosing.
We did.
We did your smaller doses, which are the same thing, and they are the same thing. And we got C. All right. And then we got D.
I should say the frequency. Frequency. I should have said frequency. Of the
doses. is that what the pictorial is? The pictorial is supposed to be frequency.
That's high frequency.
This is a job for Snippet. Come here, Snippet. So,
let's see. I think... I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the Joe's App Corner every week, because sometimes there just isn't shit to talk about. And I'm not a gaming guy on my phone, so games... I like productivity. I like things that give me information.
Things that give you information.
Or sometimes like brain teaser kind of games.
Okay.
That aren't necessarily gamified.
Not gamified.
Or, yeah, require so many in-app purchases or all that bullshit.
Yeah, in-app purchases have really become really a bad... I find them more of a... I don't know. They detract from the gaming experience.
And if you have any experience or want to talk about anything on the radio show, Anthony, how can they reach us?
813-327-8566. They can definitely do it that way.
Yep. And I know. California, the wildfires, man.
Oh those yeah, those wild. I forget about that. I forget about them. That's sad.
Our listener out in California has been giving me frequent updates. It's not pretty, folks. No. You know, that's a lot of pollution, I guess, at some points. And I'm not sure if it's still the same, but it was as bad in San Francisco as it is in Beijing.
Oh, really?
On a daily basis, yes.
That's kind of scary.
You know, advice to stay indoors, keep the windows shut, try to have purified air as much as possible. And apparently they were running out of these masks, and they're special kind of masks. It's like an N59 or N95, one of those numbers. And you can only get these masks at hardware stores. But the hardware stores were running out. And,
oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's trying to hoard up and buy them. Because
oh, of course,
you can't use regular surgical masks or even another type of mask because the particles are too small. But they do bueno damage. They do no bueno damage. So yeah, I mean that's pretty fucked up.
That is kind of fucked up.
You know, you're looking at some of the news articles out there, and it's just horrible. It's just there's places that are devastated, gone. But that's the thing. There are so many. Like all of a sudden, there's just like all of these incidences and dramas and tragedies. Like one after another.
Boom, no, it's boom, been kind of. Oh, and boom. then that friggin' that rig, Kirby that Weinstein. Offshore rig oh. that blew up cool. this morning. Well, no, that thing too, that whole thing. But I mean, in terms of like disasters. A rig that blew up? Oh, yeah, there was a rig off lovely. The shore. I think Louisiana or Texas that blew up this morning. I saw it on the news.
You know, it makes one want to be in a fetal position, just never leave the house.
Well, that sounds lovely. That's something we can't do, unfortunately. I think that's right? That's when we call it agoraphobia.
Well, what happens when you go to work, but then on your days off, you don't leave the house?
It's kind of come that way with me, too, you know, believe it or not. I find myself kind of in that position as well. I'm just like,
no, I do make a point to go out, you know, get some exposure to the real world and all that.
Expose yourself. Then you can be a winner on the Crazy Florida News, Naked News segment. Hold on, folks. Let's do this before we finish up the ugly lines.
I don't think that was part of the feature set, folks. Sorry about that.
I don't think it was either. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I wouldn't mind getting out of here at a normal time tonight, so I wanted to thank you for calling the ambulance. And tuning in, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little way. I see we actually had quite a few listeners tonight. I'm surprised nobody called us, but that's fine.
That's okay.
You know, we don't always get callers, and it's good.
We thank you for listening.
We do thank you for listening.
And, oh, hey, yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shriper Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science language programs, some jazzy stuff, and it's all archived, sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net, which you can catch my show, Weekend with Joe, every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Once in a while I do go live, I'll give some weather reports, but that, you know, it's just kind of based on how I feel, but the capabilities there. And hey, real quick too, I wanted to say thank you to everybody that's downloading off of radioforall or archive.org. Because I've been noticing quite a bit of listens to the last few episodes.
So yeah, I know, right? Go. That's been awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate all the support you can give us. Feel free to drop us a line at playus@chiampa.info. I think it's in there somewhere anyway. As we go through all this crazy shit, you can make your morning commute more commutable. Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays questionably good programming from also archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude. Make sure your coffee percolates. We say radioforall and archive.org a lot. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Wouldn't it be a weird conspiracy if people really wanted us to be the true 24-hour internet radio station for Radio for All?
You know, I'm all about that. I'm fine with that. You know, I'm good with that.
Visit www.shiampa.info. You can listen live, check out the Joe and Anthony past shows, and see our most current broadcast schedule there, and we can throw you up on our stuff, too. So follow us on facebook.com/Shiampa Radio and twitter.com/Shiampa Radio.
Should we stand up?
No, I don't feel like it.
That's
right
okay.
Now.
Me neither. You know what? That's your right as an American.
Patriotism to me means being able to take part in it in an equal and fair manner.
An equal and fair manner?
Yep. Without the influence of money or outside sources, mainstream media, and all that nonsense. I hear strange sounds.
I like doing that thing sounds. With my wine glass. It's always a strange thing. There you go. And thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog again, Shiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go parking your car in the middle of a road after finding out that you killed your Tamagotchi because you were too busy throwing liquid gold around in the Swedish sewer system. Anyway, have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for Eberman.
Fuck, where is that damn data crystal 9? Oh, oopsie poopsie. Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.